This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Staunton State Park is back open after an attack there yesterday, and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says it has stopped searching for the suspect, who they say stabbed a park ranger. Law enforcement officials now believe it was a targeted attack and that there is no threat to the public. The investigation is still ongoing, but no more details have been released. The state legislature starts work tomorrow on trying to close a $1 billion hole in the state budget created by the federal tax measure passed by congressional Republicans earlier this summer. Lucas Brady Woods reports that when it comes to budget cuts, lawmakers want Governor Polis to take the lead.
Lawmakers plan to close about $600 million of the budget gap by eliminating business tax breaks and using money from the state's reserves. The rest will have to come from existing programs. But Senator Jeff Bridges says the legislative process for making cuts is too slow for a special session.
To come in the middle of August and cut the hundreds of millions of dollars that need to be cut, that's just not something that the Budget Committee is equipped to do.
Still, lawmakers plan to introduce a bill giving them final say over the governor's proposals.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. In the fight over whether to repeal a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver, vape shops and industry have outraised anti-tobacco and health groups by more than a 2-to-1 margin. Altogether, the two sides have raised nearly $500,000. That's according to campaign filings with the Denver Clerk and Recorder's Office. Top contributors to the repeal effort include local vape advocates and multinational tobacco company Philip Morris. Three people in Colorado have died so far this year after getting West Nile virus. Two of those recently in Fremont County, southwest of Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.